it's not Bahia. This is what has become of those who remained in Buenos Aires. This is the ring of a rifle report on the stones, her hand over her mouth, her husband falling against her. These are the flowers we bought this morning, the dahlias tossed on his grave, and bells waiting with their tongues cut out for this particular silence. In the autumn, I returned to San Diego, and I don't know whether to tell the long, the short, or the very, very shortest version of this story, but ultimately, I was asked by relatives of Claribel de la Alegría to spend my Guggenheim year in El Salvador rather than do what my friends said. They said, you have a Guggenheim, you should go to Paris and write poetry, or at least New England. So I didn't, none of them supported my decision to go to El Salvador, but it was said to me that I should spend the year there, and I would work going from one to another, first at a rural clinic and then in a little village, and I would work beside different people with different occupations. And it was told to me that they wanted me to do this because I was a poet. And they told me in 1977 that in 3 to 5 years their country was going to be the beginning of my country's next Vietnam. And they asked me if I wanted to see it from the beginning, from the inside. And because of the time in which I grew up, of course, I wanted to understand that. But I didn't quite believe that those things would come to pass. And I said, well, what would you like me to do? And they said, nothing. We want you to learn as much as you can. And then you can go back to the United States, and when the war starts, you can explain it to the Americans why we are fighting. And I said, you don't understand something. I said, in the United States, poets are considered flaky. And we won't have. I said, I can't go and explain it to the American. And he said, change that. So, I don't know. I stayed 2 years. And in that period of time, began working for, as a woman named Luisa, for human rights organizations, and ultimately for Monsignor Romero and others in the country, and had to leave March 16, 1980. Well, one of this, I'm going to read you a few poems now and little excerpts of prose from that period. And the first one is called The Visitor. I was inside a prison called Agua Japan. I was inside for 30 minutes. And I was shown inside Agua Japan 6 wooden boxes, one stacked up on top of the other, 3 across. And these boxes were small, about a meter by meter by meter, like a small washing machine or something. And they were each padlocked, and they had openings in them about the size of a book with chicken wire mesh over the openings. And in the darkness and stench of that room, I could see the boxes moving and sounds coming from within the boxes. And one of the prisoners said to me, that's called La Oscura, the darkness, solitary. Sometimes men are kept in there 1 year and can't move when they come out because of the atrophy in their muscles, because they can't stand up or lie down or sit up straight. This is a poem I wrote for the prisoner who gave me the information inside. In Spanish, he whispers, there is no time left. It is the sound of scythes arcing in wheat, the ache of some field song in Salvador. The wind along the prison, cautious, as Francisco's hands on the inside, touching the walls as he walks. It is his wife's breath slipping into his cell each night, while he imagines his hand to be hers. It is a small country. There is nothing one man will not do to another.